It's really great, and it's made me quite proud to see the kind of scientific breakthroughs that South Africa's been able to make. We definitely punch above our weight in that particular category, in that particular discipline. So yesterday, scientists alongside Minister Blade Nzimande revealed that people who have been infected by the new COVID-19 variant 501V2 may have developed antibodies preventing reinfection. Have a listen to what they had to say.
Those who were infected in the second wave, which was now dominated by what we have been referring to as the new variant, 501YV2, have protection from current and previous circulating variants. The 501YV2 variant is able to generate immune responses, we have now found out through our scientists, that neutralize itself and other SARS COVID-2 lineages.
It seems like if you actually are infected with this variant, and this is, of course, this statement is limited to these results with neutralization antibodies. But if you're infected with this variant, or you can design a vaccine with this variant, it might be cross-protective to other variants. It might leave the virus with not much room to go.
One thing that we show now, the new results, that the plasma collected from people infected with the variant has good neutralizing activity against itself, but also against the first wave virus and potentially other variants of concerns. Yeah, what it means? It means that people infected may have some immunity against the variant and other lineages, but it also means that we know that immunity can decrease over time. So in no way we are saying that these people shouldn't be vaccinated. The opposite. Everyone, we should try to increase vaccination to avoid that very deadly third wave. Yeah.
That was the voice of Dr. Tulio de Oliveira as well, there alongside other scientists. I'm very excited to be joined this morning by Professor Wolfgang Presser, professor and head of the Medical Virology Department of Pathology at Stellenbosch University, to help us understand a little bit better how this science works. Professor, welcome to Breakfast with Rufilwe. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Good thanks morning. For joining us. It's so interesting how well South Africa seems to develop these insights with respect to the viruses. It makes us quite proud. Help us understand a little bit more about these antibodies and what this all means.
If I may just start by saying that, in fact, we should be proud. I mean, all of this is not very good news. The whole variants, and ours is just one of many around the world, are throwing a spanner in the wheels, to use that metaphor. Yeah. So it's overall not good news. But what's really some reason to be proud of is that South Africa has this scheme whereby we have been looking for such problems as it arises since the early days. And I think this is something where we really did very well and much better than many countries. Yeah, so now we have the situation that there's a new variant. And the bad news is it seems to be, and I think that is by now quite accepted, more easily transmitted than the previous ones. And that may partially explain why we had such a devastating, huge second wave of COVID-19. But the other concern is that the variant has changed in certain ways that mean it escapes, as we call it, the immune response. And in fact, if you had infection during the first wave, your immunity against the new variant virus is not good. And this is what these studies show. These studies are conducted using blood samples from patients with a history, patients who have been infected at known time points with a virus of a sort of a variant that is also known, that has been determined. And then in the lab, in a test tube, basically, these antibodies that these blood samples contain are tested for their ability to neutralize the different types of viruses. And that is a good correlate of immunity, but it's not everything. So it only goes that far. And I think the encouraging news is that if you had the variant virus during the second wave of infection, that would also protect you against the previous variants that we had earlier on last year during the first wave. But of course, the virus is not going back there. The virus, and that is a big problem that we have around the world, the virus is going to change further. And so, you know, it doesn't look into the future. It looks into the past, this study. It's good news because you will have acquired some degree of immunity against the new viruses and also against the previous viruses. On the other hand, we know that natural infection, if you survive, gives you a certain degree of immunity, but it's not very good. Certainly. We know that reinfections do happen, and this is why it was said during the press conference that please, having had it does not mean you should not also be vaccinated.
Professor, certainly this kind of discovery, though, allows for the development, during the development of a vaccine, for example, doesn't this plasma assist with creating a stronger and more resilient vaccine?
Exactly. That is what the different vaccine developers are working on now. Seeing that this virus has changed over its first year of causing a pandemic in worrying ways, now the vaccines are trying to keep up with that. And in fact, I think we will see, and it looks like a distant pipe dream now, because we are still struggling to get enough vaccine of the old sort, of the first generation vaccine, just to cover a good proportion of our population. And we should do that, and we have to do that. But at the same time, you know, we hope that in a year or 2 years from now, we will have advanced vaccines that would also cover against these variants. And then perhaps it will be time for a booster shot for everybody who's had it before. And that time we make sure that it boosts immunity, but at the same time, it also makes it stronger against these variant viruses.
Fantastic. So it sounds like overall moderately good news to me. Thank you so much, Professor. Much appreciated to help us understand that a little bit better. Professor Wolfgang Preisser is professor and also heads up the Division of Medical Virology at the Department of Pathology at Stellenbosch University. Thank you so much for joining us.